This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Today we're bringing you more of the message by Randy Greer called The Present Day Shaker.
Everything that's going to happen, ultimately it's about God taking care of his children. I'm going to take a trip on that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing while the heavens ring, while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Don't make me sing. Woo! Glory to God. I'm going to take a trip on that good old gospel ship, so I believe we're going. But there's a present day shaking in the financial arena. Now, that's what you see and hear the most about, because that's what most people are affected by, the finance and what's going on. But there is a shaking going on, and it's not just in the finances. Yes. What it is a shaking going on in motives, attitudes, and practices. God is cleaning things out. I'm here to tell you, things are going to be cleaned up. Why is a financial shaking going on? You know, companies are closing and things like this, and things are happening. The question arises, is this God or is it the devil? Or what? Well, I'm here to tell you, God is a good God and the devil is a bad devil. Isn't that right? But you must understand things about God. God will permit things to happen for your benefit. Because what God knew, now this financial dilemma that's going on in the United States and affecting the economy of the entire world, they're meeting globally to try to figure out a solution to this financial dilemma that's going on. And what happened is, if God had not permitted, now what's going on right now, I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you, is the mercy of God in action. Because if God had not permitted, now he didn't do it. He didn't do it. The devil did. But if he had not permitted this financial correction or shaking to take place, this nation would have had a 1929 collapse where the American dollar was absolutely worthless. And it didn't matter if you had $1,000 bills and could stack them to the moon. They was not worth one penny. So God had to permit a correction to come and to shake it loose of the devil that was causing it. Why? Because if he didn't, we'd have had a collapse. And you talking about tough times, and I didn't come out of what my granny used to call the Hoover days. I didn't come out of the Great Depression. Is anybody in here that was in the Great Depression? I see some hands right over here. If you want to know about some hard times, just go talk to this precious lady over here. My granny used to talk about, they used to take flour sacks, and they'd make shirts out of it and dresses out of it. Didn't have no shoes, go barefooted. My granny used to walk to the cotton mill with a cardboard in the bottom of her shoes, and it was an 18-mile round trip. And she'd walk to go to the cotton mill, and she was glad to have that job because most people didn't have a job. And my granny began to talk about that. So this correction that's going on, this shaking that's going on right now in the financial arena, it's not just about money. But what happened and how did it take place? God permitted it even though he didn't do it. The devil is the one directly behind it. The devil, how did the devil get an inroad into the finances of America that ultimately would shake the finances of the nations of the earth? As goes the economy of America, so goes the economy of every nation. Because our economy has been so strong over the years. They buy our products, or we buy their products, mostly buying other people's products. Because we've become an import nation. Don't get me over there. Instead of an exporting nation, we're an import nation. Now, a lot of people graduated from Penn State. I graduated from the state pen. So for me to know that kind of stuff, you know it's the Holy Ghost. Because I don't even think on that level. That's the truth about it. Some people graduated from Penn State, but I flat graduated from the state pen. So it ain't because I'm a great studier. God begins to talk to me about these things. How did the devil get an inroad into the finances? Because people with unscrupulous practices open the door to the devil. The devil cannot make you nor I nor anybody on this planet do anything against their will. They must choose to yield to the devil. The devil has to find an inroad in their life. Somebody said, Brother Randy, you got any chapter and verse for that? Well, let me just give you a good analogy. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden, not literally, but just spiritually. Just travel with me in time. I know that you'd never thought you'd time travel, but come with me. And we'll go back to the Garden of Eden. If the devil could make people do anything that he wanted to, why in the world did he trick tempt and seduce Eve and have to talk her into eating the apple. If he could have made her do it, or whatever it was, you know, if he could have made her do it without her wanting to do it, he would have done so. What would he have done? Grabbed her by the hair of the head, slug her down, stepped on her, pulled the fruit, and shoved it down her throat. Why didn't he do it? Because he couldn't make her do it. Because she was God's highest rank of authority, so the only way he could get an inroad into her life is to talk her into it. She had to want to. So the devil can't make anybody do anything, and he cannot take over unless we give him permission to do so. You are in authority on this planet, not the devil. But in the financial arena, people with unscrupulous practices was controlling the finances of this nation that was taking this nation quickly and swiftly towards the collapse of the 1929 stock market crash. What we went through and what we're going through is bad enough. But honey, I'll guarantee you, you can ask this lady right here, you don't want to go back to 1929. And you don't want to come back to the Great Depression. You don't want to do that. But anyway, what happened is, how did the devil get an inroad into these people's lives? Through covetousness, greed, and lust. Those spirits were controlling the financial arena. And what happened is, you started praying. Now, you didn't know what you was praying probably, but when you're speaking an unknown tongue, you're not speaking to men, but you're speaking to who? God. And you're speaking mysteries in the spirit. We were praying and we were asking God to set us free. We were in bondage to a world system that was controlling us. Do you know that most of the church world is dependent on the world system, and they're in bondage to the world system, and most of the church world is so broke that they cannot pay attention because they owe everything and everybody. I'm not belittling nobody. I'm just telling you, this is because Mammon set up a program through the Satan to get me and you in a trap and just take all our money where we should be financing the whole world and the gospel. Now we're concerned about what we're going to do about taking care of our own needs. But I'm here to tell you, God had you in mind before all this happened, and he's going to take care of you and supply your needs. But we were in bondage to a world system that was controlling us, most of the church world. We have to go to the world and ask their permission to do something for God. And most Christians are in bondage. I mean, they're in debt up to their eyeballs. Remember the man on that commercial on TV riding that lawnmower? Somebody please help me. My son pointed that out to me one day. It's a man on the cover, he's up debt to his eyeballs, you know? And that's the way it is. And it constantly keeps you under that pressure. And that's not God's best. And I'm not against borrowed money, don't get me wrong. But it's not God's best. So what happened is, because of unscrupulous practices, lust, greed, and covetousness, the devil began to control the finances of the United States of America and was setting us up for a total economic collapse that would have affected the whole world. So because you started praying, I started praying, we may not have known we was praying this because we're talking in the spirit. Some of us may have known. We was praying for God to set us free from the bondage of the world. And so what God began to do is, he seen from heaven, he heard our prayers and heard our groanings and saw our tears. And because he done that, God decided, well, I've got to do something to set my people free. And so what he done is, the Lord permitted a shaking to take place in the realm of the spirit. Now, he wasn't after your baby's milk. He wasn't after your job. He was not after your 401k or Roth IRA or your retirement plan. God's not after that. God's not after causing businesses to collapse. He's not after any of those things. He's not after causing companies to go under. He's not after causing people to lose their job. God is a good God, and the devil's a bad devil. But the devil has set us up for total disaster, and if God had not permitted this to happen and this to be exposed, we would have collapsed totally. So what looks like a bad thing is actually a good thing. And I'll give you some scripture to prove all this in the Bible just shortly. God permitted a shake. What he was after was the devil. The devil that was behind this. How did the devil get behind it? Through people having wrong motives and attitudes and practices, lust, greed, and covetousness, opened the door to the devil. They made wrong decisions and wrong choices. Isn't that right? When they made them wrong decisions and wrong choices, then God began to shake the devil. And what happened is, if somebody was two-stepping with the devil, if somebody was holding hands with the devil, if somebody was standing by the devil, when God shook the devil loose, wherever the devil went, that's where they went. Good example. I know you won't chapter and verse. Remember Satan in heaven? How he bowed up against God and thought he was going to do something, you know, against God? What happened? The devil got thrown out. Isn't that right? But not only did the devil got thrown out, who else did? The angels, the ones that had pledged allegiance to him. You know, God wasn't necessarily after them, but anybody that had revolted with Satan. And so exactly what happened is somebody was two-stepping with the devil, so to speak, unscrupulous practices, and was shook out with that wrong motive. God wasn't after the person. He's after the spirit. Do you understand? And so he allowed this to happen. And you say, well, how can all this be God? It don't look like God. Well, you're not the first generation that didn't think it was God. There was another generation that didn't think God was moving, and he was moving all the time. And a good example is when the children of Israel were in captivity in the land of Egypt under Pharaoh for 430 years. They got themselves there because of their disobedience. Just like as a whole, we got in the situation we're in because of people in disobedience in high places. And of course, God was having to remove the devil. He's not after people. He's not after job, your baby's milk or clothes or shoes. He's not after any of that. He's after the devil because he realized if he didn't stop this thing, then we're careening for a disaster where there would be no recovery from. So God had to permit it to happen. So what happened is God saw the children of Israel when they found themselves in this dilemma. They were in bondage to the mammon, to the world system. They didn't get a paycheck for 430 years. 52 times 430. But 52 times 430, there's 52 weeks in a year. So that means there's that many weeks that they did not get a paycheck. And they begin to squall and cry. And the Bible says that God heard their prayers and he saw their tears. And he found old Moses out on the backside of the desert, appeared to him in a burning bush and said, Moses, you go down there and you tell Pharaoh, let my people go. God was going to work a plan to bring his people out of bondage. Ladies and gentlemen, God is working a plan to bring you out of bondage and bring you into a promised land of prosperity that you've never been in before. The devil is not going to control the finances of this world. God's rearranging them. Are you prophesying? Yes, I'm prophesying to you. I'm telling you, thus saith the Lord God.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Our desire is to do the will of God and to help the body of Christ mature. Our healing school is Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We just run 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We don't have any music. We just tell you what the Bible says about healing so that you will have faith to be healed. You see, you were never saved until you had faith to be saved, and you never had faith to be saved until you hurt. Well, you will not be healed until you have faith to be healed, and you will not have faith to be healed until you hear. So Thursday nights at 7 p.m., you will not be sorry, and you will find out that God wants to heal you. Also, let me announce that coming up in May 3, 4, and 5, Brother Randy Greer will be here. Many of you have come out in the past when he's been here, and he is a man of God and that loves people and takes a bold stand for God. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can check us out online, learn more about us. You can also email us from that website. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.